Welcome to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast, where we are turning your dream of writing a book into your reality. On this show, you'll learn how to write, publish, and launch a nonfiction book from the most elite professionals and entrepreneurs from around the world. I'm your host, Jake Kelfer, four-time bestselling author and founder of the Big Idea to Bestseller program, and I'm here to reveal the secrets of what it takes to write an incredible book to grow your business, become the go-to expert, and change the world. So whether you want more credibility, you want more coaching clients, you want to start a business, or you simply want to share a powerful message, this podcast was made for you. Let's go! Is time the thing that's stopping you from writing your nonfiction book that will grow your business, build your credibility, and take you to the next level? Maybe it's you've wanted to write a book, but you aren't sure where to begin. Maybe it's you want to write a book, but you aren't sure that you have the time. Maybe you want to write a book, but you think it's going to take you a long period of time. Well, I believe that you can write a great book quickly. And I'm going to give you five tips on how you can write a great book, a great rough draft in 30 days or less. Now, I did this with my fourth book, my last book. I wrote my book in 17 days and I spent on average less than an hour per day doing this. This is the same system that we teach our clients at Big Idea to Bestseller on how to write, publish, and launch nonfiction books to grow their business. Now, I believe that you can write books quickly. I also believe that different types of books require different amounts of time and energy. For the sake of this particular conversation, though, I really want to channel in on specifically on writing great nonfiction books that are going to be used for business growth on the back end. Okay. Now, is the book that I wrote, my fourth book, Big Idea to Bestseller, is that the greatest book that's ever been written? Am I the world's greatest writer? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But is the book that I wrote, Big Idea to Bestseller, an incredible book that inspires people, impacts people, and help people get the result that I promised them on the title of the book? Absolutely. And so I want to address this before I give you these five tips, is that the key to understanding and the key to being able to write a great book is, one, to make sure you have the right mindset of what the objective of the book is, but two, to understand you don't have to be the best in the world to write a great book. You just need to have great stuff that you can teach in the written form. More often than not, a lot of great books are based on speeches and keynotes that people have been perfecting over the years. Maybe they're based on a course or a framework that you've been teaching for years and years and years, and now you're putting it into a book. Or maybe it's your life story. Okay, as I mentioned, different types of books require different amounts of time and energy. But to write a great nonfiction book, I believe that you can do this in 30 days, spending about an hour a day. Okay, now here are five tips that are going to help you be able to speed up your process. The first tip is you must allocate designated time for writing. If you don't have a consistent plan of attack on when you're going to write this book, it's going to be very, very challenging to finish this book in that 30-day time frame or even in a quick time frame that you decide is good for you. And there are two ways that I have found that myself and the people that we work with can best designate time to honor their commitment, but also to actually get shit done. And the first way of doing that is daily consistent action. This is what I like to do personally. I like to, when I'm in the book writing process, I like to block off my calendar for an hour, 5 days a week for the time frames that I am most committed to writing it. I like to do the same time every single day. So when I wrote my last book, it was 6 to 7 a.m. or one of those hours in the early morning before everybody else was up, before the team needed attention, so that I could have an hour of dedicated work. The other way of doing it, though, is for the person who's not all about, hey, I don't have the same hour available every single day. Okay, maybe you have kids, maybe you're working two jobs, maybe whatever it is, maybe you're running a business, maybe you have investor meetings, maybe it's a busy time of your life. Well, in that case, you can time block bigger chunks. And so we have found this to work really, really well, where instead of doing it every single day for 30 minutes, 45 minutes or an hour, you find two gaps on your schedule for that week. Maybe that's a Wednesday evening from 6:30 to 9:30. You know that you are free because the kids have practice. And maybe that's Saturday from 7 to 9 a.m. Whatever it is, you can allocate bigger chunks so that you can just lock in, get in the zone, and just go, 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 go. But you must, if you want to write a great book quickly, you must allocate designated time. This builds the habit, this allows you to show up consistently, and it allows you to get into your rhythm so that you can build your momentum and not stop after a chapter, take a month break, and get back into it. This allows you to build all that momentum. Number two is you must commit to a deadline, okay? Now, in order to commit to a deadline, you must first set a deadline. So if you want your rough draft to be done in 30 days, reverse engineer it. I'm gonna finish my rough draft in 30 days. Okay, so put on the end of 30 days, rough draft complete. And then fill in the gaps of where you want your designated time. Okay, one of the things that I'd be happy to share with you if you want is the writing time calculator. This allows you to know, based on your initial writing speed, how long it should ideally take you based on the amount of chapters you have, based on the amount of times. But I'll give you an example here. Let's say you want to write your book in 30 days. That's your deadline. You have 30 days. Let's just say, for the sake of this, you have a 10-chapter book. That means you need to have one chapter complete of your rough draft every 3 days. Okay, so maybe for you, that means you have one writing block every 3 days, and you need to finish one chapter for every writing block. Maybe it's you split it up differently, and you want to write one chapter every 3 days, but maybe one day you get in the groove and you write a full chapter. Maybe the next day you write a partial chapter. Maybe the third day you finish that chapter. Whatever it is, you can reverse engineer it. So you need to set the deadline. You need to commit to the deadline. And most importantly, you need to not make excuses. Okay? I've made this mistake plenty of times, but here's the truth. Here's the truth. The things that are most important to us, we find a way to get them done. And one of the things that I hear people say is that writing a book is something that they really, 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 really want, but their actions don't make it their priority. And I get it. There are some things that are more important than writing a book. But if you have committed to making writing a book your priority over the next 30 days, then honor that commitment to yourself. Okay? And I know it's easier said than done. But when you follow these 5 tips, it's going to help make that process even easier. The third thing is give up trying to be perfect. All right, this is a common pitfall that I see first-time authors really fall into, or even second or third-time authors who have already gone through the process, is they try to make it perfect. But let me just ask you this question. Have you, when you learned to ride a bike, were you an expert BMX rider on day one? No, you needed to practice a few days in a row. When you were learning a new language, did you spend one month of practice to learn language? No, you spent, in high school, I spent 3 years and I was still at the very beginning of understanding Espanol, right? But the thing is this, give up trying to be perfect and allow yourself space to be. And that's a huge, huge thing. And it's really, really hard because you want it to be perfect. You want to invest so much time and energy into this book. You want it to be really, really great. But I can promise you that trying to be perfect is only going to slow you down. Number four, don't edit as you go. Editing as you go just slows you down in this process. I mean, just think about it. If I were to just say, just write, don't you think you'd get more done than if I said, write, edit, write, revise, write, edit, continue, right? Of course. Does that mean you won't edit your book? No. It just means that our goal in the first 30 days is to get the rough draft written so that you have your structure, you have your framework, and then we can turn that into the polished book that it will become. And the last one, hire the right team, okay? This could be accountability support. This could be a writing coach. This could be a ghostwriter. This could be a coach or a service that provides you with support as needed. Okay, this can be your editors on the back end, all right? For me, my books are exponentially better because I have a great team of editors behind myself. This is available to every person who writes a book. You can hire the right team, okay? So if you know, gosh, I need help writing, hire a writing coach. If you need someone to write the book for you and you're better at speaking it, hire a ghostwriter and they can help you navigate this process, okay? Now again, different books take different amounts of times. But my goal for you is that you can hear these and see how you can find the time, commit to the time, and then execute in the time frame that you want. And when you allocate specific time to work on the book, you commit to a strong deadline, you stop trying to be perfect, you don't edit as you go, and you have the right support system, it makes the book writing process so much easier. You don't have to do this alone. You don't have to be the greatest writer. You don't have to be the number one thought leader in the world just yet. You just have to be somebody who's committed to writing a book because you know that on the other side of this, you will have told your story. You will have created a legacy. You will have created tons of social content of your best material. You will have created a book that allows you to transcend time and use it for the years to come. So I hope that you really found this valuable. If you've been someone who's been wanting to write a book but haven't taken the plunge, or you've been concerned that time is going to be your biggest roadblock. And so if you want, I lay this all out in more depth in my book, Big Idea to Bestseller. Okay, this is another way to help you navigate. This is the step-by-step process. If you want a copy of this book, you can go ahead and visit go.bigideatobestseller.com/free-book. And that's all linked up down below. And I'll give you a free copy. All that I ask is that you cover the shipping and handling so we can get that out to you. All right. With that said, those are the 5 tips to write a rough draft quickly and to write a great book in 30 days. Happy writing. And I look forward to hearing your thoughts and how the process goes for you. Talk to you later. Thank you so much for listening to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're ready to get started writing your dream book to grow your business and make an impact, then go ahead and go to bigideatobestseller.com. That's www.bigideatobestseller.com. You can get some free resources. You can grab a free copy of my book, Big Idea to Bestseller. And you can check out everything that we have to help you get started absolutely for free. Together, we're changing the world one book at a time. I'll see you on the next one. Let's go!